M580. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, in with an update of what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group. Since the resumption of trade at 8:30 this morning, futures continue to trade lower. December contract and the soft red winter wheat down 12 and 3 quarters now. December corn down 3 cents, 326 and a half the trade there. July at 355 down 3, and December of next year at 372 and a quarter down 3 and a quarter. November beans are 10 and a half cents lower at $9.26 and a quarter. January at 934 and a half down 10 and 3 quarters, and July at 956 and a half down 9 cents. Bean meal down 280, bean oil 11 cents lower. Live cattle futures trading in October at 155, 12 and a half down 25 cents. September feeders down 17 and a half at 230.90, and the lean hogs at $106.60 in the lead option October, down 85 cents at this hour. On the phone line with us to take a look at these numbers and talk about the hedge pressure that has been coming into the marketplace as the combines have begun to roll in earnest across the Midwest is Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, the combines are truly rolling here in the Midwest, and it looks like we'll have open harvest for the better part of the next 7 to 10 days. It's putting some pressure on the marketplace this morning. What do you hear from your standpoint there in Louisiana?
Well, it's just really getting going this week. I mean, up until this week, most of the harvest pressure had been pretty well confined to south of the Ohio River Valley, you know, Kentucky and Tennessee and Arkansas and the Boot Hill and that. And about a week ago, it started to move into southern Indiana, and now it's starting to spread out, in the northern portions of the Corn Belt. But initially here, I mean, farmers are basically filling their contracts, what they have on the books. I mean, that's what the inventory, so that's not generating a lot of new hedge pressure. But eventually the trade is looking that it's going to, come into play here in the next couple of weeks, depending upon how fast harvest goes. But we've got a long ways to go. I mean, harvest is, 7-8% complete, so we've got a long ways to go before we find room for all of this crop that we're harvesting.
And so if not hedge pressure this morning, then where is the pressure coming from?
Well, it's coming from the deflationary side of the market, with the dollar screaming to the upside, taking out previous high points. That's tampering down any kind of export interest that we're seeing in the marketplace. Europe has got a lot of corn to sell, so the euro has really collapsed, so that's going to be a big competitor for us in the corn side of the ledger. Our export sales are running even with last year, but they're going to slow dramatically, I think, here as we go down the road, unless something happens in South America. A lot of pressure is still coming from the trend is down. The trend is your friend, so a lot of people that do have short positions on are adding to those short positions, looking at some deeper downside targets in this market. These corn here, historically, the 320s are a support point. I've been kind of looking at a measuring gap objective somewhere around 308 in these corn. November beans met their 925 chart gap objective that was posted there on Monday. If the 920s don't hold, then the next downside vulnerability is probably going to be about 875. We got a ways to go down until we get this crop harvested. I think the market's really not going to come to grips with anything until probably we see what the October crop report says, both on yield and on any kind of acreage changes.
This would be a typical pattern for harvest at this point. Would you, and maybe you're telling me that we really need to see how big the crop is by the time we get to the October crop production report, but would you be of the opinion that we would ease higher after we make a harvest low, and whether that's before or after the October crop report, I don't know.
Well, I think, you know, the old trader's axiom that you sell short crops and store long crops, I think, is probably, you know, from the long-term perspective, once we do find a harvest low, I think the odds do favor that the market will strengthen into next year's growing season. I mean, the market is definitely going to be worried about corn acres, whether or not we're going to have enough corn acres to meet future demand. With as lower prices build demand, then the market will probably worry about whether or not we'll get enough acres to meet future demand. Soybeans is going to be kind of up in the air depending upon what happens in South America. If they come in with a big crop and farmers continue to want to plant soybeans here in the States, then we're probably going to dig ourselves a hole. I mean, we got to find out how big this crop really is. I mean, we've got a lot of yield reports that are coming in very, very strong. You know, my guess is that we're not going to really find a bottom until all the farm organizations begin to feel the heat of their members, that it's time to get something done in here. And start marching to Washington, probably.
Hey, when you turn your attention to the wheat market, there was some thought that it might find a bottom, but it doesn't look like it at the moment. Anything in that marketplace that gives you an opportunity or optimism?
Right at the moment, it's real hard to find any kind of optimism on anything on the demand front. World inventories are just too large, and that's going to be the first choice of foreign buyers is to buy elsewhere than the United States. Soybeans have been kind of the exception to the rule because China has been a big consumer of soybeans, and of course our export sales of soybeans are actually running ahead of last year, but that's probably more of a front-loaded situation than anything. But, you know, like I said, we still have to grow the South American crop, and we still got to get our U.S. crop here harvested.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very well.
That is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Here the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at this hour. On the last tick, December corn at 326 was down 3¾ cents. March at 338½, 3¾ lower. July at 354¼, down 3¾. And December corn at 371½, down 4 cents. November beans at 923, 924 now, down 12. January futures at 932½, 12¾ lower. The March at 940¼, down 12¼. And May beans at 948, 12 cents lower. July down 11½. Next year's November down 11. October bean meal at 312.70, down 370. Bean oil at 32.50. That's down 12 cents. Wheat futures in the nearby December at 468, down 12¼. July at $4.98 for the soft red, now down 10 cents for the day. In the livestock markets, the nearby contract in the live cattle at $154.95, trading 37½ cents lower. October feeder cattle at $229.60, down 80 cents. And lean hogs for the day in the October at $106.62½, down 82½ cents. The outside markets show us crude oil at $92.30 a barrel, down 49 cents. Gasoline at 268 2/10. That's a penny and 8/10 higher. Ethanol futures at $1.59 8/10, down a penny and 1/10. And the spread between the two is $1.08¼ wide. That's 2 9/10 wider than it was yesterday. Natural gas at $3.88, down 3 1/10. Diesel fuel at $2.68, 0.8 cents lower. And gold futures are down $2.40 at this hour. The U.S. dollar that Dan talked about a little bit earlier is moving higher, up 0.096 at 85.113. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the day. Mostly sunny skies, a 78-degree high. Tonight, clear and 53. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 79. And tomorrow evening, mostly clear and 55. Saturday, sunny skies and 79. Saturday night, partly cloudy and 58. And Sunday, partly sunny and 79 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy and 56. To start the work week, mostly sunny skies and 79 degrees on Monday. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.